Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Ascendant Aries, Ashwini Nakshatra. Archetypes activated, the initiator, the healer, the executor. Simon's ascendant falls in Aries, a sign ruled by Mars. Aries is bold, fast-moving, and fiercely independent. It drives individuals to take action, lead from the front, and start things before others even begin to think. Aries rising natives have a fire in their belly, a push to act, a compulsion to do, and often a restlessness that can only be calmed by progress. They may come across as courageous, assertive, or even headstrong, but beneath it lies a deep need to prove themselves through their own effort and leadership. Simon's specific nakshatra is Ashwini, the first of the lunar constellations and ruled by Ketu. Ashwini carries the swift, healing energy of celestial horsemen, impulsive, enthusiastic, and often guided by a silent inner instinct to rush toward solutions. This nakshatra adds a distinctive urgency to Simon's personality. He likely has a drive to help others quickly, instinctively offering healing, guidance, or action even before being asked. There is often a sense that he is first on the scene, whether in solving problems, volunteering for tasks, or initiating personal transformation. This combination of Aries with Ashwini gives Simon the psychological impulse to blaze new trails. He doesn't just want to follow a path, he wants to create one. Yet Ashwini also grants a subtle spiritual undertone. Though bold on the outside, Simon may have a deep karmic memory that draws him towards spiritual inquiry, healing practices, or service-based leadership. Psychologically, this activates the initiator archetype at full strength. Simon likely thrives on the energy of new beginnings, projects, journeys, or ideas. He's quick to act, fast to recover, and rarely stuck in indecision. But this speed can come at a cost. If he doesn't pause to reflect, he may miss the long-term implications of his actions. The healer archetype also comes alive in Ashwini. Simon may be drawn to roles where he can help others recover, improve, or find solutions quickly, whether emotionally, physically, or intellectually. Even if he doesn't work in traditional healing roles, people may find his presence catalytic. He may naturally unstick others, often without realizing it, and through his Mars-ruled ascendant, Simon channels the executor. He has the muscle memory for action, discipline, and drive. He may be the one who gets things done when others are still making plans. There's an instinctive practicality in his motion. He doesn't need over-analysis. He just acts. The core challenge of this ascendant lies in emotional regulation and patience. The fire of Aries can lead to burnout, and Ashwini's impulsiveness can result in emotional bypassing or decision fatigue. Simon may struggle with slowing down, listening deeply before reacting, or completing long, slow-moving commitments that require emotional endurance rather than action. But when harmonized, this is the signature of a dynamic, spiritually charged leader, someone who initiates not for ego, but for healing. Simon brings clarity through action, trust through instinct, and purpose through movement. He teaches us that true leadership isn't about holding power. It's about having the courage to take the first step when no one else dares to move. Jupiter in the first house, placed in Bharani Nakshatra, in the sign of Aries. Archetypes activated, the sage, the protector, the reformer. The first house represents self-identity, physical presence, and the lens through which one approaches life. With Jupiter, the planet of wisdom, growth, and ethical expansion placed here, Simon embodies a personality shaped by philosophical conviction, moral clarity, and an innate drive to teach, guide, or uplift others through his personal conduct. Jupiter in the first house naturally gives a benevolent aura, making him appear approachable, trustworthy, and larger than life in how he carries himself. In Aries, Jupiter becomes more assertive. The combination of Jupiter's expansive, optimistic nature with Aries's bold, action-driven energy makes Simon someone who believes in taking charge of his life with confidence and purpose. He's not just idealistic, he acts on his ideals. There's an urgency in how he seeks truth and purpose, always ready to apply what he knows into tangible movement. he likely approaches life as a mission, one where personal growth, leadership, and integrity must go hand in hand. Bharani Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, adds an emotionally intense and transformational layer to this expression. Bharani is associated with the responsibility of creation, the burden of ethical action, and the power to carry life forward. With Jupiter here, Simon carries a karmic sense of duty. He may feel it's his role to lead with wisdom, to endure what others avoid, and to help birth new perspectives or systems through personal example. This placement activates the sage archetype. Simon likely possesses a deep reservoir of intuitive knowledge, moral principles, or spiritual understanding that guides his choices. Others may see him as an advisor or ethical compass, even when he doesn't try to be. His natural presence inspires trust and respect, not because he demands it, but because he radiates it. The protector archetype also shines through. Jupiter in Bharani suggests someone who doesn't just believe in ideals, he defends them. Simon may have strong instincts to stand up for the vulnerable, shield others from injustice, or nurture growth in environments that feel barren or suppressed. He offers his strength generously, and when aligned, he is a force of protection and principled courage. Additionally, the reformer comes into focus through this Jupiter. Bharani's transformative power, combined with Aries' leadership energy, makes Simon someone who challenges stagnation. He may often be the one who questions outdated practices, encourages ethical change, or guides others through difficult transitions, always with a deep belief that better is possible. Psychologically, this placement gives him a naturally positive self-image, though it may also lead to high self-expectations. He likely sees himself as someone with a mission, which can sometimes lead to inner pressure or a need to constantly live up to his own ideals. There may be times when he struggles with overcommitting, feeling responsible for things beyond his control, or placing too much weight on his role as a guide or protector. But when balanced, Jupiter in the first becomes a pillar of graceful leadership. Simon doesn't just walk into a room, he enters with purpose. He uplifts through presence, educates through example, and transforms not by force but by embodying what he believes. His life itself becomes a message, a steady reminder that strength can be principled, leadership can be kind, and wisdom can be lived, not just taught. Sun, Ketu, and Venus in the fourth house, all placed in Ashlesha Nakshatra in the sign of Cancer. Archetypes activated: the alchemist, the guardian, the strategist. The fourth house governs emotional roots, inner security, home, and the relationship with one's mother and early family environment. With three planets here, Sun, identity, Ketu, detachment and karmic memory, and Venus, love, beauty, and values, Simon's emotional foundation is anything but ordinary. His inner world is complex, intensely private, and deeply tied to past emotional imprints that are still unfolding in this lifetime. All three planets fall within Ashlesha Nakshatra, a serpent-ruled constellation governed by Mercury. Ashlesha is known for its depth, psychological insight, emotional protectiveness, and occasional emotional entanglement. In Cancer, a sign already associated with sensitivity, Ashlesha adds layers of emotional strategy, karmic ties, and a strong need for energetic boundaries. With the Sun in Ashlesha in the fourth, Simon's core identity is shaped by deep emotional patterns, often invisible to others, but acutely felt within. He likely holds strong pride in his family or origin story, but may also feel burdened by the emotional weight of that lineage. The Sun here suggests a need to find personal authority and confidence through emotional self-mastery. He shines when he's able to understand, organize, and emotionally protect his inner world. Ketu's presence here brings detachment and karmic memory. Simon may feel a sense of emotional isolation or confusion about where he truly belongs. There may have been early family experiences that felt spiritually significant, yet emotionally disconnected, situations where he had to suppress vulnerability or detach from emotional chaos. Ketu also makes him instinctively intuitive, able to read emotional energies without needing them explained. Venus, in Ashlesha in the fourth, adds sensual sensitivity, emotional magnetism, and a longing for nurturing love, but it comes with caution. Ashlesha Venus doesn't give its heart away easily. Simon may have deeply romantic or idealized feelings about what home and love should be, but may struggle to trust easily. He might create emotionally beautiful spaces, but still feel a strange distance from complete peace. Together, this configuration activates the alchemist archetype. Simon is emotionally complex. His task is not to avoid his feelings, but to transmute them. He may go through multiple emotional rebirths in life, especially related to home, family, or mother figures. He has the potential to turn emotional toxicity into spiritual clarity and psychological insight. The guardian archetype is also strongly expressed. He is emotionally protective of his inner world, his loved ones, and the space he calls home. He may act as the emotional anchor in his family or chosen tribe. His loyalty runs deep, but only if trust has been earned. Lastly, the strategist comes into play. Ashlesha brings a calculated emotional intelligence. Simon isn't emotionally impulsive. He watches, reads subtle cues, and moves with precision. He likely understands how to navigate emotionally charged spaces with logic wrapped in care. The challenge here lies in emotional entanglement and inner secrecy. Simon may sometimes isolate emotionally, internalizing feelings rather than expressing them, or struggle with emotional overcontrol. There can also be hidden emotional pain that isn't processed openly, especially if he feels misunderstood. But in his integrated form, Simon's emotional world becomes a sanctuary of wisdom. He doesn't just feel, he understands. He doesn't just protect, he heals. His emotional strength lies not in avoidance, but in transformation. He reminds us that true emotional power is quiet, sacred, and rooted in the courage to face the shadows within. Mercury in the fifth house, placed in Magha Nakshatra, in the sign of Leo. Archetypes activated the performer, the strategist, the creator. The fifth house governs creativity, self-expression, education, romance, and one's relationship with joy and children, both literal and symbolic. When Mercury, planet of intellect, communication, and versatility, lands here, it energizes the mind with a love for learning, performing, and expressing ideas with flair and clarity. For Simon, this placement turns the act of thinking into a performance and the act of speaking into a subtle assertion of power. Magha Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, adds a regal ancestral tone to Mercury's otherwise quick and curious nature. This nakshatra is connected to lineage, legacy, and a sense of inherited dignity. In Leo, a sign already associated with leadership, visibility, and confidence, Magha Mercury doesn't just communicate for effect. It carries weight, pride, and an undertone of traditional knowledge or inner authority. Simon may have a voice that feels larger than life, as if he's speaking on behalf of something older, greater, or deeply rooted in principle. This placement activates the performer archetype. Mercury in the fifth house is often theatrical. Simon likely has a natural flair for presenting ideas, telling stories, or teaching in ways that captivate others. He may not perform in the traditional sense of stage or spotlight, but there's a charisma in how he thinks and speaks. When he explains something, people listen, not because he's loud, but because there's gravity behind the message. The strategist also shows up clearly in this placement. Magha lends Simon a natural understanding of hierarchy, authority, and how influence works within systems. He likely enjoys planning things that reflect not just creativity, but structure, whether it's planning educational pathways, designing programs, or organizing messages for maximum effect. There's pride in intellectual clarity, and he may be highly protective of his ideas and how they're presented. The creator archetype rounds out the psychological tone here. Simon's creative expression is not random or purely spontaneous. It's rooted in purpose. He's drawn to ideas that mean something, that connect to legacy or long-term influence. Whether through writing, speaking, mentoring, or parenting, he expresses himself with a sense of authorship. This is not just about ideas, but identity. Psychologically, this placement may also carry pressure. Simon may feel that he must live up to some intellectual or creative standard, possibly linked to family expectations or his own internal image of excellence. He might sometimes withhold his creativity out of fear it won't be royal enough, or become overly attached to being seen as the expert, the teacher, or the wise one. But when in balance, this Mercury becomes a powerful voice of inspired intelligence. Simon communicates with purpose, teaches with poise, and creates with inner fire. He doesn't just play with ideas, he polishes them into something lasting. His creativity is a gift, not just to entertain or impress, but to lead, to guide, and to ensure that what he expresses builds something meaningful for the future. Saturn in the sixth house, placed in Hasta Nakshatra in the sign of Virgo, Archetypes activated: the strategist, the administrator, the servant leader. The sixth house is the domain of discipline, service, problem solving, conflict resolution, and health routines. Saturn, the planet of structure, responsibility, and karma, feels very much at home here. For Simon, this placement speaks of a life shaped by the mastery of systems. He is wired for endurance, methodical growth, and high standards, especially in how he approaches work and service. He doesn't shy away from duty. He grows through it. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, is the star of the hand, associated with skilled labor, precision, healing, and creative control. In Virgo, the analytical sign that governs details, routines, and refinement, Saturn in Hasta sharpens Simon's focus to an exceptional degree. He is someone who learns through doing, builds mastery through repetition, and finds deep satisfaction in bringing order to what's chaotic. This placement activates the strategist archetype in its most grounded form. Simon likely approaches his daily responsibilities with a long-view mindset. He's not just checking off tasks. He's designing systems, improving methods, and thinking about how each piece fits into the whole. There's a tactician's mind here, quiet, focused, and unwilling to be distracted by emotional drama or short-term gain. The administrator emerges through his ability to manage people, projects, or systems with quiet authority. He doesn't seek control, but he naturally rises to roles where his steadiness, accountability, and exacting standards shine. He may be drawn to roles where precision, planning, and order are valued, whether in management, health, logistics, or analysis. He likely finds peace in routine and discomfort in chaos. Also present is the servant leader archetype. Saturn in the sixth house brings karmic lessons of humility and service. Simon may have experienced hardship or heavy responsibility in early life, especially around work or health, but these very trials shape him into someone others can rely on. He leads not by dominating, but by showing up every day, doing what must be done, and setting a quiet example of integrity. Psychologically, this placement can bring a heavy sense of duty. Simon may place high expectations on himself, feel overly responsible for others, or find it difficult to rest unless everything is in order. There may be a fear of failure or of being judged if his efforts don't meet his internal standards. He may also struggle with perfectionism or with taking on more than he needs to. But when integrated, Saturn in Hasta becomes a signature of earned mastery. Simon develops exceptional focus, resilience, and inner calm. He becomes someone whose reliability becomes a gift to others. Someone who fixes what's broken, streamlines what's messy, and uplifts the standard wherever he works. He doesn't need to be flashy. His impact lies in precision, perseverance, and presence. His life teaches that true excellence is not born from speed, but from care. And that real power often looks like quiet responsibility done exceptionally well. Mars in the seventh house, placed in Vishaka Nakshatra, in the sign of Libra. Archetypes activated: warrior, the diplomat, the reformer. The seventh house governs one-on-one relationships, partnerships, romantic, professional, and legal, and how we relate to the concept of the other. When Mars, the planet of drive, assertion, and inner fire, is placed here, relationships become a battleground for growth, challenge, and transformation. For Simon, this means that connection doesn't come passively. He is drawn into partnerships that activate his will, test his patience, and demand conscious action. Mars in Libra may seem contradictory. Libra, ruled by Venus, seeks harmony, fairness, and cooperation, while Mars charges ahead with force and directness. But this tension, when managed well, becomes a powerful balancing act. Simon is someone who learns to fight for peace, to bring clarity and justice into his relationships, not through domination, but through courageous, principled action. Vishaka Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, is a constellation of intensity, ambition, and decisive choice. It carries the energy of moving toward focused goals with unwavering commitment. With Mars here, Simon's relational life is charged with purpose. He doesn't do halfway. His partnerships are all or nothing, built on clarity, loyalty, and mutual growth. Vishaka is also about outgrowing indecision, which means Simon is learning to be bold in relationships, choosing clearly, acting decisively, and holding to values that matter. This placement activates the warrior archetype in relational spaces. Simon is not likely to settle for shallow or surface-level connections. He's drawn to partnerships that challenge him, awaken his potential, and mirror back both his strength and his blind spots. Conflict in relationships may have been part of his early growth pattern, but over time, these very challenges sharpen his sense of emotional discipline and self-awareness. At the same time, the diplomat archetype emerges. Despite Mars's assertive nature, Libra and Vishakha bring a refined sense of justice. Simon doesn't fight just to win. He fights to restore balance. He may be the person who steps into difficult conversations, calls out power imbalances, or defends others in relational settings. His strength lies in his ability to channel passion into peacemaking. The reformer also plays a subtle but central role. With Mars and Vishakha, Simon may find himself in partnerships where systems must be rebuilt, emotional, behavioral, or even ethical frameworks. He doesn't just relate, he renovates. Whether in love, business, or social dynamics, he often becomes the catalyst for growth, urging others to evolve, even if it's uncomfortable. Psychologically, this placement can bring relational volatility in early life. Simon may have experienced intense or imbalanced partnerships, marked by power struggles, control dynamics, or frustration around fairness. But these experiences serve as training ground for emotional maturity and assertive compassion. When integrated, Mars in the seventh makes Simon a courageous partner and a principled advocate. He brings strength into union, not through force, but through clarity and accountability. His presence in relationships is energizing, focused, and ultimately transformative. He teaches that true partnership is not the absence of conflict, it's the willingness to grow through it together. Moon in the ninth house, placed in Mula Nakshatra, in the sign of Sagittarius. Archetypes activated, the seeker, the pilgrim. The ninth house represents Dharma, one's higher path, moral philosophy, spiritual yearning, and pursuit of wisdom. When the moon, planet of emotion, intuition, and inner longing, lands here, it suggests that Simon's emotional life is intimately tied to his belief systems. He doesn't just think about truth, he feels it. His journey toward meaning is never abstract. It is lived, embodied, and often driven by a deep inner call to understand what lies beyond the visible world. In Sagittarius, the moon gains fiery enthusiasm and spiritual hunger. Simon is someone who finds emotional comfort in learning, in traveling, or in connecting with higher teachings. He may be moved by ideas of justice, freedom, and purpose. But this is not just about theory. He seeks personal resonance. His beliefs must feel emotionally true, not just intellectually sound. Placed in Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, this moon takes on a deeper, almost radical flavor. Mula is the root, associated with uprooting falsehoods, pulling apart illusions, and getting to the raw truth of things. It is a nakshatra of deconstruction before rebirth. With the moon here, Simon's beliefs are not inherited lightly. He may go through emotional and spiritual crises that force him to question, release, and rebuild his relationship with truth. This placement activates the seeker archetype. Simon is emotionally nourished by the search for purpose through philosophy, spiritual systems, or lived experience. He likely goes through periods of emotional unrest whenever he outgrows a belief or moral framework, but those breakdowns lead to breakthroughs. His path is not static. It evolves through questioning and reorientation. The pilgrim is also powerfully active. There's something ancient and soul-guided about his search. He may be drawn to travel, not just for scenery, but for meaning. Encounters with foreign cultures, teachers, or spiritual practices may leave lasting emotional impressions. This moon is often guided by an inner compass that transcends logic, dreams, symbols, or intuitive pulls that lead him toward his next horizon. The reformer emerges in how he interacts with inherited beliefs. Simon may challenge traditional doctrines, question authority, or feel the need to reframe outdated moral systems. He doesn't rebel for rebellion's sake. He seeks what is emotionally true, even if it defies convention. There's often a quiet but intense desire to bring belief systems back to their essence, to strip away dogma and restore integrity. Psychologically, this moon suggests early emotional exposure to philosophical or spiritual themes, perhaps through family, education, or an inner sensitivity to existential matters. There may also be a deep connection to ancestral wisdom, past life karma, or spiritual grief. Simon may have felt emotionally exiled from common sense systems early on, which fueled his inner pilgrimage. The challenge with this placement lies in emotional instability during spiritual transitions. Mula's deconstructive energy can lead to emotional burnout if Simon doesn't ground himself during times of deep belief shifts. But these cycles are part of his path. Each emotional crisis opens the door to greater spiritual clarity. At his highest, Simon becomes a teacher of lived wisdom, not by preaching, but by sharing his evolving relationship with truth. His emotional sensitivity gives him access to moral nuance. He doesn't demand that others believe. He invites them to feel. His life is his message, that real faith is not about holding tight to beliefs, but about having the courage to let them go when they stop resonating with the soul. Rahu in the 10th house, placed in Dhanishta Nakshatra, in the sign of Capricorn. Archetypes activated, the achiever, the innovator, the strategist. The 10th house is the pinnacle of the birth chart. It governs one's public image, career direction, leadership role, and long-term ambitions. With Rahu placed here, Simon's life path is charged with a powerful hunger to succeed, to be recognized, and to create lasting impact through his work. Rahu intensifies whatever it touches, and in the 10th house, it creates a driving force that refuses to settle for mediocrity. Simon likely feels a strong internal push to break through professional limitations, defy traditional roles, and create a career identity that is uniquely his. In Capricorn, Rahu becomes focused, strategic, and highly capable. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, known for structure, ambition, and slow-building mastery. Rahu's fast, disruptive energy in this grounded sign creates a dynamic tension. Simon wants to climb quickly, but life teaches him to build carefully. Over time, this produces a career identity that is not only innovative, but also stable, respected, and resilient. Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, adds rhythm, leadership, and social orchestration to this placement. It is associated with wealth, music, and group power. With Rahu here, Simon may feel destined to rise into positions of influence or status, especially through unconventional paths or industries. He is drawn to collective systems, organizations, movements, platforms, where he can innovate, restructure, or lead. This placement powerfully activates the achiever archetype. Simon is likely ambitious, focused, and unapologetic about his desire to reach higher ground. He may feel that his professional life is his karmic field, a place where he must prove himself, create something lasting, or leave a legacy. His standards are high, and his vision often stretches far beyond what others around him expect. The innovator emerges in how he approaches leadership and career development. Rahu doesn't follow the rules, it reinvents them. Simon may thrive in fields that are futuristic, digital, disruptive, or global in scope. Even if he works within traditional systems, he brings a fresh, unconventional perspective that others learn to respect, even if it unsettles them at first. The strategist is also highly active here. Capricorn adds patience and planning to Rahu's desire for acceleration. Simon knows how to time his moves, how to play the long game, and how to read the structural map of power. He may be drawn to complex problem-solving roles, executive decisions, or any position that demands foresight, negotiation, and risk-taking. Psychologically, this placement may manifest as an intense inner pressure to prove oneself. Simon may feel invisible unless he is achieving something significant, or he may struggle with imposter syndrome despite outward success. There may be an ongoing lesson around balancing ambition with ethical grounding, ensuring that career growth is aligned with integrity, not just recognition. The challenge lies in obsession or burnout. Rahu in the 10th can lead to overworking, identity enmeshment with career, or ethical gray zones in pursuit of power. But when integrated, it becomes a signature of empowered, visionary leadership. At his best, Simon becomes a force in the professional world, not just for what he builds, but for how he redefines leadership. He doesn't climb just for himself. He opens new paths for others to follow. His journey teaches that ambition, when fused with wisdom and timing, becomes not a hunger, but a legacy.